broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the Blueprint for Liberty, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. Yes, indeed, we believe in the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome, indeed, to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby on your radio. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, yesterday's quick recap, we had on Brian Rust, RustQuinnAgift.com. We talked about the Honest Money Report, gold and silver spot prices, etc. Kirk got his update on rhodium. And Walmart will indeed discontinue the sale of any products emblazoned with the All Lives Matter slogan. They claim it's bad, it's offensive, it's evil, it's horrible saying All Lives Matter. I think it's the only way to go. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings and his wife put a ton of money into Black Lives Matter. $120 million to what they call student scholarships at black universities. Whatever a black university is, don't know. Target permanently increasing minimum wage to $15 an hour starting July the 5th. Senator Rand Paul criticizing Dr. Fauci big time. During his testimony in front of a Senate panel, he says, you know what, how dare you guys, your small group of people or individuals, think you can control the economy, and how dare you? He basically says, hey, it's a fatal conceit. I like those words. To believe any one person or small person can control the economy or dictate the outcomes for everybody else, you need to be very, very careful. We also talked about this incredible, I guess she's a politician now, she's certainly a restaurant owner, a mother of four boys, Lauren Boebert's her name, she won in Colorado, stunning upset with her 100-watt smile. She demonstrated she can go toe-to-toe with a five-term congressman named Tipton, and she beat him. Boebert, quote, I knew that I'd be outspent, and I'll probably get outspent in the fall, she continues as well. She says, I know how to work on a tight budget. I'm a restaurant owner. I guess she's the owner of what's called Shooter's Grill, and it's in Rifle, Colorado. Thought we'd tell you about that in hour one. Hour two, law of the land, monumental ruling for school choice at Supreme Court. President Trump has called this issue the civil rights statement of the year. Kirk Crosby loves it. And Clarence Thomas erupts on his own, quote, Chief Justice, basically trashing him over the abortion promotion ruling. GOP senators join Black Lives Matter and propose canceling Columbus Day. Shame on the Repubs. Sheriff refuses to enforce county's closure of beaches for July the 4th. Seriously, a study claims the riots actually slow the spread of coronavirus. WorldNet Daily. 24-year-old constitutional conservative wins GOP nomination. Yeah. I guess it would be Mark Meadows' seat we're talking about. Madison Cawthorn would be one of the youngest people ever to serve in Congress. Universal Orlando laying off workers just 2 weeks after reopening. We also talked about 140,000 businesses listed on Yelp are still closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. No, it's because of government shutdowns. It's not because of the COVID-19 pandemic, folks. That's a lie. Nevertheless, that's how they spin it, huh? Tests by, quote, Consumer Reports find toxic metal in Starkey spring water, exceeding federal limits, sold on Amazon there. Then we also talked about the Peter Strzok notes found from key period right before the White House meeting on Michael Flynn. Big, big, big stories. All right, that's a recap. Without further ado, we have all kinds of news to crank out. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome live to July 3rd's Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, you want to talk about Tucker Carlson. Yesterday I tried to get to this story because there's just so much news. I couldn't get to it. It's the problem, Kurt. But anyway, you want to talk about Tucker Carlson, huh? Atlanta officer.
And it was
Garrett
on
Ralph.
The 25th.
I can't remember the date. I just can't keep track of your dates, I can tell you, and then I don't keep track
of it. It's all right. Just read it.
Tucker Carlson, I guess the Atlanta police officer, Garrett Ralph, his stepmother got fired from her job, Kurt.
Yeah. This is the Atlanta police officer that they said, might have, done some bad stuff or whatever. And so why would the stepmother have to deal with, the fallout from it?
But because it's guilt seems like by association, days, Kurt. That's their favorite playing card. You're guilty, too. You
Good
didn't
point.
Do anything. You're a supremacist. You're
exactly
a racist.
Right.
You're a hater. You're evil. So am I, just like you. Why? Because we're white. We can't help it. There's nothing we can do to
Great
stop
point.
That lie. It isn't true. This poor lady did nothing, Kurt. But you see, she's associated with this evil, hate-filled cop that just is bent on murdering the black segment of our population. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's their lie, for sure.
It's not true.
Of course not. Yeah. But, you asked what her crime was, or what her, it's existing as a white person, Kurt. The black people like to say that. What's their crime? Just, you got in trouble.
You were born.
While being black, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this poor lady got trouble while being white, buddy. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to stop it. Now, we can stop it if Americans would see what I'm saying. Point this out and say, we're not falling for that lie. That's completely, 100% unequivocally, I don't know how to say it, bogus. Right? I don't know how
it's
else to
exactly
put it.
Exactly right.
I really don't. But it's just, it's flat out not true. It's unkind. It's dishonest. It goes against everything they claim that they're for, doesn't it, Kurt?
Exactly, Sam.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the problem, and I think that's why you brought it up, just to highlight this reality, to say, listen, what did this poor lady do? Now, by the way, I don't know if this lady's black or white. I assume she's white. However, here's what my statement would be.
Well, she's a relative of a policeman, so then she's really got troubles.
Yeah, because even if it is a black guy, it's certainly an Uncle Tom.
The police.
Mm-hmm. First off, he's a cop. Secondly, he's Uncle Tom, so he just doesn't win no matter what. But here's my point. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a white lady or a black lady, Kurt. I don't believe we're guilty for Adam's transgression.
Yep.
I don't believe that I'm guilty for anything that my ancestors did. I'm not them, and I didn't make those choices. And a lot of things my ancestors did I think are wonderful. There's some things my ancestors did that I'm probably not proud of. Right? Just like anybody else. And so I feel sorry for this poor lady, but it just shows the lengths that these evil people will really go to, right? As far as I can tell, that's kind of the deal there. And I don't know really what else can be done about it, except for to call a spade, tell the truth, and say, hey, we're not going to do that. That isn't going to happen to us, because we don't believe in that. See, and I think we all need to stand up more on this point, because I think if enough of us really would, we probably wouldn't have the problem. All right, now we're going to Kurt's stories. For the 20th, first one, China has stolen high-tech weapons to attack America's power grid. They say, in fact, they could even launch what they call this Pearl Harbor cyber assault is how they're saying it, Kurt. Is that right?
Well, yeah. Bottom line is... that's the way China works. World Net Daily's got this piece. So many times the Chinese get a pass. And I think people like Joe Biden and so many others have coddled them, or basically been bought out by them over the years. And, you know, you're just talking about quite a problem, don't you think?
I think it's a problem. But, again, what do? Reward them as our most favored nation trading status partner?
Well, that's what it seems like, you know, Sam.
Now, when you say stolen high-tech weapons, you know, you kind of got to wonder, how do they steal high-tech weapons, Kurt?
Well, first of all, I think they infiltrate America with a whole bunch of, I guess they call them students, that are, you know, keeping their eyes open to what's up. And then, you know, of course, many times we literally just hand them over stuff because then we do the manufacturing in their country, you know, which basically means they've got all the
Do we do that for our weapons too, right? Kurt? Our high-tech weapons, we have those guys make those too?
Well, according to the report, this is a report from the, it says, let's see, the headline reads, China develops weapons to fry U.S. electric grid, eyes high-tech Pearl Harbor attack. High-tech Pearl Harbor attack? With the help of stolen U.S. technology, China has developed at least three types of high-tech weapons to attack the electric grid and key technologies.
I'm glad Kurt Cousins is around to tell me it's not, other than that, it's not so bad. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good point.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, China's in the news in more ways than one, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. The headline reads, China, extremely dangerous for India to boycott Chinese products. Do you think that would fit for any country that did that decided to do that, Sam?
You mean kind of like they just said that they'd do to America?
Well, yeah, I think so, don't you think?
Well,
I mean,
look, China believes that the communism, what do you want to call it, form of government they have, is the only government that's really, in the end, acceptable, Kurt. And so they might feign your values while they take you over. They might play your game while they might embrace some of your principles to garner your cash. They might do whatever it takes. But in the end, Kurt, And I'm not talking about the people. The people are good people in China. Okay, I'm not trying to attack good people in China that mean well or whatever, that live their lives. They just want, you know, stability and safety and happiness and prosperity like the rest of us, right? But look, the communist Chinese, they're different. They don't believe in what we believe in at all, Kurt. And I don't see that they will anytime soon, do you? So the longer we continue to fund their lifestyle, their agenda, we're going to have China stealing high-tech weapons, trying to attack our power grid to control America. They want to down America. Okay, so when China says it's extremely dangerous for India to boycott Chinese products, that's really saying America or anybody else is dangerous for you too. And make no mistake. Now, the next headline says China launches sustained cyber attack against India. But they're launching a sustained cyber attack against us too, Kurt, if you believe the story right above it.
Mm-hmm.
So your point's right. Well taken is what I'm getting at.
Yep. Good point.
Yeah. All right. Anything on any more of those?
Nope.
All right. Let's just keep funding the communist Chinese, call them most favored nation trading partner. Let's just get the economy cranking again, shall we, Kurt?
Hmm.
All right. Now there's a town that's just as hostile as China, it sounds like to me, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Now this is Berkeley we're talking about?
This is the town that shuts off the gym's water.
Oh,
and
that's
power
right.
For
yeah.
Defying the court.
This is in
Massachusetts.
Rules in
Massachusetts over the coronavirus, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, you know, because some people didn't do exactly what they were told, and they went to the gym. This is what the headline, town shuts off gym's water, power for defying coronavirus rules in Massachusetts. So, you know, I mean, you think you're, you might just kind of own your own place. You'd be wrong, right, Sam?
You're dead wrong.
Yeah, good
buddy,
point.
Buddy, it's voluntary, kind of like the income tax or going to government school. You're free to volunteer, and if you don't, well, we might help you volunteer, Kurt.
Yeah, in this guy's case, the place is called Prime Fitness. He says the Paycheck Protection Program money was used up around May 18th, pushed him to reopen. But, well, yeah, but, you know, he's... For the good of the country,
I don't know what he's
he
thinking.
Must be shut down.
Yeah, I mean, he probably just going to kill it. I bet he's a white guy. What he should do is be rioting in the streets. Not.
That's right. Busting up stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, now you're down to your Berkeley story, Kurt. You're just ahead of your
Very head. Good. Yeah,
he's the ahead of his time and ahead of himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. He's lost. Berkeley will rename Washington and Jefferson Elementary Schools for BLM.
Isn't that awesome?
Black Lives Matter Elementary School. Boy, I mean, that's just...
Isn't that just awesome, Kurt? Isn't that just exciting?
No.
Oh, Kurt. Right around the 4th of July? What are they going to name them, Kurt?
They said they're going to name them Black Lives Matter, I guess, somehow.
Yeah, but they got to distinguish the two. It wouldn't be like Black Lives Matter A and Black Lives Matter B, would it? So they're gonna find some new names, Kurt. Like one might be like Harriet Tubman High School or something like that, right?
Well, that would be.
You might name one Martin Luther King Jr. School or you know. Don't you think, Kurt? You can find modern leaders. What was that Chaz from Chaz or what was that guy's name?
Yeah, Chop. Chop Chaz, Chaz Chop.
Anyway, whatever that dude's name was, you could name it that, Kurt. Really? Really become historically relevant.
That'd be wonderful.
See?
Yeah, this is according to the Berkeley Unified School District. They announced a Black Joy campaign. This is to bring racial equity training to students and teachers. This is according to a local news report. These two elementary schools announced that they will change their names. Jefferson and Washington Elementary Schools will both seek new names because both founding fathers owned slaves.
See, they're seeking new names, buddy. You got to read the story. That's why you got to start coming up with some names and helping them brainstorm, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
What would you name them?
Washington and Jefferson.
Oh, you just stole my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kurt,
I'd just shut them down because we shouldn't have government schools. But you know,
ooh, now you're talking. But you just got them a bunch of choice money yesterday, Kurt. So they're going to live on forever with the cash now, bro.
Yeah, they say. You know, I guess the statue of Thomas Jefferson was Sagan.
You know what you need to call him, don't you? Well, you'd like to call him George. The problem is that George relates to Washington as much as it does to Floyd, right?
Floyd, yeah.
So you can't do George. Why don't you just call it Floyd High School, Kurt? And what was that other dude back in the day, back in Missouri, that whatever? What was that guy's name? Michael? What was his name? No, Kurt.
Oh, no, that was Michael.
This is a black dude, Michael Brown, or what was his name?
Yeah, probably that's right.
Anyway, you could just name it, you know, Michael.
Black dude named Brown.
Yeah. Was it Brown? I got to go look it up. We've already forgotten his name. They put it in the news so much, I got so sick of it, I turned it off whenever it came on, and then now I can't remember his name, you know. Wow.
Good point.
Anyway, there's got to be names we could name these schools that would be good, not, you know.
Yeah, name them out of existence.
All right, Facebook. I guess they have an excuse now to censor Trump. Kurt's got the details. Kurt?
Well, you know, they talk about, here's the whole headline. Facebook's excuse to censor Trump, a red triangle, has long history as Antifa symbol. Do you know what they're talking about, Sam?
I'm sure there's some symbol that you can use on YouTube to highlight things or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do the graphics on YouTube, Kurt, or Twitter. That's your responsibility, Kurt.
They say this red triangle is today the symbol of resistance to fascism, racism, and division. Anyone who wears a pin with the red triangle indicates that he opposes any upsurge of the
extreme right. I guess it's a hashtag you can add to Twitter, isn't it, Kurt? It's like an emoji, if you will, my friend.
I guess
you
got to
get caught up on this, buddy. You got to get onto Twitter. You got to start tweeting. You got to get happening. Red triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a symbol used by Nazis, says Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, clamping down on Donald's posts. Can't be doing that.
The communist Soviet regime, the USSR, rested on three pillars, they say. The leader, the party, the CPSU. So the
you gotta understand the real meaning of all these emojis, Kurt.
Yeah. Wow.
Get with it, buddy. In fact, you probably know what it all means. You're probably just acting stupid right now so that people don't realize what a racist you are.
I'm good at acting stupid when it comes to this stuff.
Anyway, I just don't even understand it. But that's the bottom line, Kurt. They literally are going to just shut down the president of the United States on these social services, all funded by government, because the president's a racist. Facebook's excuse to censor Trump, a red triangle, has a long history of... Okay, so here's the problem. You know, the red triangle doesn't mean what Trump wants it to mean, or what he believes it to mean, or what he's using it for. It means whatever they say it means. Same thing with the, you know, rebel flag, or the southern flag, or the, what do you want to call it? The antebellum flag, the flag of the South, the... What do you call it?
Yeah.
There's several versions. The Don't Tread on Me, the Confederacy flag. There's different versions, but every one of them are going south, pardon the pun. Every one of them are going to be gone, right? What are we going to replace it with? The rainbow flag, don't you know? The gay, lesbian, bisexual,
and
transgender
if you say
flag.
The rainbow, if you say the rainbow has anything to do with Noah,
you can't
and
say
all that stuff,
kind of an evil
you're
God,
in real
you know,
trouble.
You're just a wow. See, we just... You want to know why, though, Kurt? Because enough of us don't stand up. All right, Kurt wants to tell you about Flynn. Michael Flynn in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Tell you about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1%, based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Top congressional leaders got a classified briefing yesterday on reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi's reaction after getting the briefing, she said protection of U.S. troops should always be a top priority.
We expect the President of the United States to give them that same force protection, that same priority. And we are disappointed that that has not happened.
President Trump has called the reports fake news and a hoax. Pelosi said the president should spend more time reading his daily intelligence reports and less time, in her words, planning military parades and defending relics of the Confederacy. As the holiday weekend dawns, there will be many people in the way of some storms, especially in the south, and the north central U.S. will be sweating in temperatures much higher than average. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt wants to tell you about Michael Flynn. Kurt?
Well, these are just some little pieces kind of leading up. As most of you know, well, I think very few Americans really know about it, but Michael Flynn, the man that President Trump picked to be the National Security Advisor, who over a three-year, or I mean just an extended period of time, the Obama crowd, including Biden and so many other top FBI, et cetera, people went after him. And now he's been exonerated, which means, you know, they've let him out and said, hey, you're not going to have to face these charges anymore. I mean, that's how a speedy trial works, you know, after 3+ years or something. You know, he blasted this, well, the headline reads, Flynn defense excoriates. Yeah, a retired judge for sheer duplicity. Now, what I haven't heard is, remember how they talked about impeaching the president for like, I don't know, 2 years or something like that?
Yeah, they talked about that for a while. Now they're on the coronas, they're on the riots and stuff. They're not really on.
I haven't heard them talk about impeaching this judge.
You want to know why? They never impeach judges, Kurt.
I know, Sam.
When I say never, meaning there's like a couple of times in history, but
yeah,
that's been years and years and years ago.
The high word doesn't get used there.
So you're saying the judge should be impeached?
Well, I think there's plenty of them that ought to be impeached.
How are we going to do that when we're too busy kneeling with Black Lives Matter? capitulating to destroying our history and everything else, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point. That does keep us busy.
And I'll see how you think we're going to go ahead and look into a judge. After all, the judge did a phenomenal job at making you believe that Donald Trump's your enemy.
Exactly. Right? Good point.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, now we're on what? Public opinion on policing, Kurt?
Oh, I was thinking we were doing the Democrat mayor. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, the Democrat mayor.
All right,
yeah.
You know, who Democrat kneeled before mayor. Radicals.
This is what I mean. This guy doesn't have time to work on any judges or anything else, Kurt. He's out with the radicals.
Right? Yeah, he kneeled before radicals, but it says gets mugged by protesters. He says, I'm really trying to process this. It's like domestic terrorism.
Now, can
it's
I be rude?
Duh.
Can I be Go rude? Ahead. What do you expect, dude? You kneel with the enemies who don't care about life, liberty, or property, and you work in solidarity with these people, then you wonder why they turn on you?
You're exactly
Kurt's
right,
supposed
Sam.
To go, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly the case of how the whole story works. But, you know, this is what finally happened up in the Chaz zone, right, Sam? You know, they finally went after the mayor and painted the house and everything
like
that.
Yeah, but why? Hold on. Why is anybody surprised about this, Kurt? These people are thugs. They destroy property. Look, when they're taken down George Washington statues that had nothing to do with the Confederacy. As far as I understand, the guy lived like, what, Kurt, 50 years earlier or more? 60, 70 years earlier, depending, you know.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. 80 years earlier, whatever you want to say. I don't know what he had to do with the Confederacy, Kurt. But they yanked down George Washington. They take down Christopher Columbus. As far as I understand, that guy was like a 1492 guy, wasn't he, Kurt? Wasn't that like 500 years or something? 400 years earlier? Depending on, you know, whether you want to talk about now or then or whatever, Confederacy times. Okay, they want to take down the people that gave their lives fighting to jettison slavery. They yank that down. Why would you be surprised if you're a mayor if they just attack you?
Yeah, and this one was in Olympia, Washington. The Democratic mayor's name is Cheryl Selby. They say that it's been said that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. And they say that she wasn't literally mugged, but she sounded an awful lot like President Trump when a little less than 2 weeks after kneeling before activists, a gang of 50 protesters vandalized her home.
Yeah, I hate to say that.
Yeah,
there you go.
She said it hurts.
You're talking about two different people, though, right?
Well, this is not the same one as Seattle, but it's connected.
I want people to understand, though. There's two different mayors in the state of Washington that have literally been abused by the people they have what? Kind of
joined.
Demonstrated solidarity with?
You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She says it hurts when you're giving so much to your community.
Hold on. Stop. You're not giving so much to your community. That's what I'm trying to get at, ma'am. You're basically catering to the ne'er-do-wells, to the thugs, to the anti-freedom people. These people don't care about anything but destruction. They're full of hate. Yep. They're full of evil. The president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, told you that. And then all you did was mock the president while you kneel in solidarity with these thugs. And then they turn on you and you're surprised?
Yeah, during a protest on the 1st of June, the Democratic mayor was seen on video drawing cheers from a crowd as she kneeled before black-clad activists. But 12 days later, when about 50 black-clad protesters, according to the Olympian's description, began smashing windows, burning flags, and spray-painting businesses, downtown Selby's home was
targeted. And they're like, hey, this is like a peaceful protest. Don't worry, it's kind of like a block party, mayor. Why don't you just hang out, buddy, and have a good time, sister? See, this is crazy town. Psychotic. And then they're wondering why it isn't working out too well. Greg, you're on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam, let's say that the communists are the racists of the highest magnitude. Let me make my point. So if you're opposed to communist doctrine, you will be liquidated. They target anybody. Anyone who opposes their doctrine is considered a counter-revolutionary. And look what happened in China. 90 million people were liquidated because they were opposed to the communist doctrine. In Russia and China, about 70 million people were liquidated because they opposed communist doctrine. So they hate everyone, not just black, but they hate everyone. And also in the city of Seattle, there was a statue, a 20-foot statue of Lenin. And so if these black, if these communist groups were concerned about racism, they would take that statue down, topple that statue, because Lenin killed as many as 20 million people.
No, it isn't about racism. It isn't about any of that. It's about shutting down the greatest country on the face of the earth and nothing more, sir.
But they're using racism as an excuse.
Yeah, that's right.
On America, destroy America.
That's correct, sir.
If they were concerned about racism, then they should take that statue down in Seattle, the statue of Lenin. Because the communists hate everybody, not just blacks. They hate anyone who opposes their doctrine. So they're the greatest terrorists on the planet. The communist terrorism is more pervasive and more dangerous than any ideology that exists on the planet.
Yeah, you know, and the John Birch Society back in the 60s tried to highlight this serious global anti-God threat, and they got literally slaughtered by the media, by the politicians, to the point where, hey, I believe in the John Birch Society. I think they're wonderful people doing a great job, but you know what? They have been literally marginalized ever since. And you're right. They will make everyone who opposes them expendable. They will liquidate everybody they possibly can that opposes their agenda in some way or another, either by force and murder if they have to, or by dishonest slight via the media to render your reputation destroyed. That's how they roll, sir. You're right about that.
And that what you're saying is so correct. And so these anarchists, these revolutionaries, these rioters, these looters, they don't realize that if the communists take control of our government, they're going to be targeted for liquidation. And what are you going to have if this nation is destroyed? You're going to have a communist dictatorship. We will witness a reign of terror in this country that will far surpass anything that has been witnessed or recorded since the history of mankind. And that's what they're fighting for: terrorism. They're fighting for violence. They don't realize what they're getting into. They will be liquidated.
You're right. The difference, though, is that the communists put their money where their mouth is. The patriots never do. Therefore, hey, we're struggling to even stay relevant.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, there's so many wealthy people that exist in this nation, and very few are supporting the patriotic movement. And, you know, I drive around these wealthy neighborhoods, and I'm saying none of these people are doing anything for the cause of freedom. I said, what are they doing? They're going to lose everything they have if they don't get involved and support the patriotic movement. And there has to be a revival of some kind where the people decide to defend, these groups like yourself and others, because if they don't, they're going to lose everything they have. It's only a matter of time.
Amen. Stay there, Greg Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam, and that's what we've been trying to suggest to people for a long time, that they participate in the three great loyalties: God, family, country.
Yeah, we're kind of like John the Baptist in the wilderness. Important. When's our head going to get chopped off? It's the only question left, huh, Kurt?
Yeah.
Well, other than that, it's not company. So bad. Hang tight, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Greg, stay there because I want to pick your brain a little more on your radio.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right,
go on, take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
Yeah.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Viewpoints have changed on the police over the last 5 years, big time. I want to point to the source of it. Kurt?
Well, I was looking and I didn't seem to find this one, but I think the media has made that change, don't you think so?
Well, and that's exactly the point what we're going to get into. Basically, it says public opinion on police has shifted dramatically in the last 5 years. As more Americans believe that police violence is a very serious problem. There was a poll released a few weeks ago about this. All right, do you believe police violence is a very serious problem? It was released by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs, and it found that 48% of Americans think police violence is a very or extremely serious problem. That number is a significant increase from the 32% that believed that back in 2015. They also believe that, hey, police are more likely to target a black person than a white person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I believe that they leave out core issues here. Okay? I believe they leave out serious details. Let me give you an example. How often does a white person run from the cops? Answer, hardly never. How often does a black person run from the cops? It's common knowledge that they do this all the time. Now you're going to say, well, Sam, there's a lot of white people that don't do that. You're right. There's a lot of white people that do that. You're right. There's a lot of black people that don't. You're right. But by and large, ladies and gentlemen, let me make this very clear. Black people run from the cops and white people don't. When you run from the cops, you change a peaceful moment into an instant escalated issue like you wouldn't believe. And so the question becomes, does some of the behavior drive some of the response rather than just racism? And the answer is clear, yes. I could go on. What percent of blacks fight against the police while they're trying to run away, even escalating things way further? I bring this up because Kurt's right. The media has been basically promoting this dishonest agenda. What they do is they create video after video after video. Let's say they create 30 videos and they run those in the media all the time. YouTube, Facebook, whatever, Instagram, on TV, on your news, everywhere. And now you believe that these 30 cases are like 300,000 cases. It's not true, but you feel like it because you've been barraged with this. Never mind that day in and day out, white people and black people get along in the Republic just fine. Millions of interactions and transactions every single day, and nobody gets hurt, nobody has a problem, nobody's a racist, nobody hates, everyone just treats each other the best they can and moves on. No big deal, no harm, no foul, you don't hear anything about it. But those 30 instances that I give you the example of get just ran over your mind over and over to where you feel like it's 3,000, 300,000, 30,000, whatever, to the point where you believe this lie. The mainstream press has done that, and they've literally changed America into a group of people that fear and or hate the police. All right? Well, David Kapelian writes a piece. I just sent it to you, Kurt. You can grab it real quick. And then we'll get Greg's comments here in just a second. In fact, why don't I have Greg's comments in a second before you pull that up? But the headline says, Google declares nuclear war on conservative media. David Kapilian, who's the president of WND.com right now, he's literally telling you that Google is declaring war on our little tiny media offerings. So not only do the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the mainstream press get millions and billions of dollars from your government, from all kinds of communist and socialist sources, not only do we struggle for every single penny we get, but now every penny we get's under assault by Google. Before we get to that, it's these same people that have changed the views that America has on police virtually single-handedly. Greg, do you want to respond? And then Kurt will break down that piece for us. Greg?
Okay, so I admit that there are a handful of police officers who resort to violence, but that shouldn't disparage those who do not resort to violence. And so there's a movement afoot, and it's all communist orchestrated. They want to defund the police. They want to eliminate the police. And if we do that, then who's going to defend us when it comes time to, if we have issues or we have to call the police for various reasons, who's going to respond to the call? And so these communist groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, et cetera, they're the ones that are violent. They're the ones that are burning down buildings and killing people and looting stores and what have you. So if they're concerned about violence, then they should address these revolutionary groups, the Marxist revolutionary groups. They're the ones that pose the greatest threat to America, not the police. And so we should address that situation. And these Marxist revolutionary groups should be identified as for what they are, and they should be exposed. And if they're concerned about police violence, then we should be concerned about the communist violence or these communist groups. So, I mean, so where do you draw the line? We should make light of what's going on, and then the people should judge for themselves, what the issues are and how to address it.
Well, and that's why Sam and Kurt believe the media is so critical to fund and to be involved in, because listen, if the media can single-handedly change the nation's views on cops, rather than thinking the police are pretty good people, and yeah, there's a bad apple once in a while, but hey, the system takes care of itself and routs them out when necessary, and the good guys are here, and the cops and the people have a great relationship, and it's all about being a peace officer, protect, defend, and serve kind of an idea. You know, we believed that over 5 years ago, for the most part. It was a rarity that people didn't believe that. In the black communities, it was worse because, again, blacks run from cops and fight the cops and all kind of things. You turn a minor infraction into a major concern, and then it goes wrong, and then you blame it on the white police officer that he's a racist kind of an idea. But the mainstream press is single-handedly, if they can change the whole views on cops, they can change the views of the public literally by deception on any issue. And so the way to combat that, the way to stop that, is to challenge the gatekeepers and say, no, you're not going to control the narrative. We're going to take back the narrative, and we're going to tell the truth about who the real enemy is, about what's going on, about what we can do about it. David Kapilian at WND.com, Joseph Farah at WND.com, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Liberty Roundtable, and others, we're trying to do that very thing. But you know what? Every penny we get is a struggle in the first place, and now we're going to get a whole lot less of them, according to David. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. He says Google just declared nuclear war on America's conservative media by threatening to strip us of every dollar of ad revenue. Right now, he says, we're building an emergency fund to ensure we can survive this crushing financial blow. We're counting on your immediate support. Google recently started cutting off conservative news websites entirely from receiving digital ad revenue just because Google didn't like the content of some of the reader comments appearing at the end of articles on these conservative sites. Almost sounds like the Chinese and dealing with India, etc. It says, unfortunately, Google has a complete and total monopoly on digital ads, controlling a massive portion of the online ad market. If Google cuts off revenue, conservative news sites cannot survive. WND hasn't yet lost all of its ad revenue, but we see the writing on the wall. He says it may be tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month. We simply don't know which of our news stories will trigger Google. So, anyway.
Anyway, huge article, but here's the point. You know, conservative news organizations, I mean, it's hard enough to do all the work to stay on the air. Okay, it's hard enough to have the time to even, I mean, how do I stay on the air, work a full-time job, run the networks and all that I do on the thin dimes that I get? Now, don't get me wrong. I have enough money to support my family. I'm not begging you to feed my family, people. I'll work hard all day for that. But how do I work hard all day and fund my family and then work hard all night to fund radio and work hard all day to do the talk shows and to put up the shows and to put up the notes and to post the archives and to, you know, have other shows and around-the-clock radio? And, you know, where does the money come for all that? Where does the support staff come for all that? And the answer is, you know, you can only volunteer so much. But there you have it. Google declaring nuclear war on conservative media, Greg.
Yeah, and I've said this before, that the communists manipulate and control the media. Back in the 50s, when the revolution was taking place in China between Chiang Kai-shek and Mao Zedong, the media strongly favored Mao Zedong. And so in print and also, you know, on the news and, radio and what have you, television. And so back then, they had a lot of control and influence in the media. And here it is, 70 years later, and look how bad it is. And we're considered as, the people like yourself, who are very conservative and patriotic, and other organizations, we're considered as, you know, radicals, and we're considered as racist, and so that's the narrative that they preach. And so the media, anything that's not, how can I put it? So when you have if you're a constitutionalist, if you love your country, you love your flag and what have you, they're considered like a nutcase, you know? And we're always disparaged and we're always looked down upon. And so that's the narrative of the media. And so you have to ask yourself, well, who is the media? Who controls the media? Who manipulates the media? What's the agenda? What's going on here? And I think if you read between the lines, the media has been manipulated by socialists, radicals, and communists. And so they hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate everything that is good and sacred. And I think that the people have to be aware of this, and what they have to be aware of what they're dealing with, what they're being exposed to. So that's my point on that.
All right. Well, let me wrap up with this point. The Los Angeles Times just ran a paid insert over the weekend from China Daily. That's a news agency controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And they've been involved in funneling funds, millions, billions of dollars, to the news organizations in the United States as part of Beijing's foreign influence operations. They just got caught running the 8-page editorial called China Watch. And they run it like it's legitimate newspaper columns. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, we've seen basically them purchase, I think, whole entities, Sam. But, you know, the Chinese are pretty smart with their investments, I think. They buy senators and congressmen, and they buy, I think, presidents and vice presidents, etc. They know where to buy things. And like, what was it, Johnny Chung, the guy that was hanging out with Clinton's, he said, hey, when you go to the White House, it's like paying money to ride the subway, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
You have to just...
But look, this is happening, and then they have the audacity to say we're fake news. They're literally running Communist Chinese Party agenda for money, treating them like regular columns, making the people believe that they're just general columns as we partner with our most favored nation trading partner. It's all a big old scandalous lie. We go ahead and expose the lie, and then they block us on Google and Facebook and YouTube and everywhere else and say we're the fake news racists. And then, of course, the American people go, golly, I don't want to deal with Sam. He's a racist. And then they go, oh, man, Greg listens to Sam. Greg, by guilt, by association, can't deal with Greg. It's just insanity. Greg, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, other than that, it's not so bad. Happy 4th of July weekend coming up. We do have a lot to be grateful for, folks. Never forget that. God, family, and country.